about digital youth today, we required key points of comparison. Being opportunistic, as well as empirical, we realized that our very own family configurations provided one comparative lens, as well as a literary device, through which to observe and chronicle the changes across the generations. Howard, on any definition of that slippery term, a digital immigrant, grew up in northeastern Pennsylvania in the 1950s, at a time when one could still count the number of computers in the world. Born in Canada and raised in Bermuda, Katie grew up in the late 1980s and early 1990s. During her early childhood, her Bermuda home had just one television station, CBS, which eventually expanded to three, CBS, ABC, NBC. In the mid-1990s, her parents finally installed cable at their home. Katie's access to computers was limited to once-weekly classes in the computer lab at school. In sharp contrast, Molly, who has lived in Bermuda and the United States, cannot remember a time without desktops, laptops, mobile phones, or the internet. Wedded to her smartphone, this prototypical digital native spent her adolescence deeply immersed in Facebook, Twitter, and other social networking communities. And so our conversation across the generations, and subsequent communications among the three of us, catalyzed comparisons of three dramatically different relations to the technologies of the time. Although our conversation ranged widely, three topics emerged as dominant, and also permeate this book. Our sense of personal identity, our intimate relationships to other persons, and how we exercise our creative and imaginative powers. Hereafter, the three I's. To be sure, the nature of our species has not changed fundamentally over time, and yet we maintain that, courtesy of digital technologies, identity, intimacy, and imagination have each been reconfigured significantly in recent decades. Signs of these changes can be discerned in our conversation. As the dominant, though slightly waning, online community among both Molly's and Katie's peer groups, Facebook was a recurrent topic of discussion. Though they are Facebook friends, the sisters employ the popular social networking site in different ways. Having joined as an adult in her late 20s, Katie uses Facebook intermittently to stay connected to friends and family living across Canada, the United States, and Bermuda. For Molly, Facebook represents a far more integral part of her daily experience. Since she joined at the age of 12, Facebook has represented a vital social context throughout her formative adolescent years. In describing her use of and experiences on Facebook, Molly touched on a practice among some of her peers that made an immediate and striking impression on both Howard and Katie. As is the case at just about every high school, one group of students at Molly's school are considered the popular kids. The girls are attractive, and the boys play varsity sports like lacrosse and soccer. Most of the varsity boys are seniors, but a few standout athletes are freshmen. A while back, Molly noticed that some of the senior girls who were dating senior boys started to show up on her Facebook newsfeed as being married. Only they were married not to their actual boyfriends, but to the freshman boys who played on the same sports team. The popular senior girls pick out a freshman guy who is cute and popular and probably going to be really attractive when he's older. They'll kind of adopt him and then take pictures of him, write on his wall, and flirt with him in a joking sort of way. The boys are kind of like their puppets. Howard was surprised by this practice, noting that we typically think of girls in high school and college as being on the lookout for older men. When I went to school, the junior and senior girls were all trying to go out with college guys. Molly patiently explained that it's not about a real desire to date freshman boys. After all, the girls are already dating senior boys. It's more of an initiation and reinforcement of social status. The freshman boys are accepted into the social life of the sports team by way of the girls, who themselves use their Facebook marriages